Hey everyone, this is Chris Lee bringing you Conversational Skills, a podcast for people by a person trying to open and contain the dialogue we need. I guess this is the first episode. I don't know when I'm going to upload this. I just won't give an episode number. But pretty much, yeah. So today I'm going to be talking about process. And this is something that I don't know, I feel like everyone goes through this. I've been feeling this a lot recently of just feeling like I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I'm 27 years old and I live in Los Angeles. I've been here for about 2 years and I literally feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And I understand how blessed I am to be in the position that I am in. Just because I know people don't make it this far, you know what I mean? Some people don't. A lot of people do, but some people don't, and people have these like crazy dreams, and they just don't follow them. And for me, like I don't know, like I've never not had a dream, and I've never not followed it or followed through with it, you know? But I know a lot of people struggle with that. But the huge part of that is process. Like I mentioned in the introduction that I'm a photographer, and one of the things that how I got started in there, my bread and butter is doing film photography and doing like analog photography, and that in itself is a process. You know what I mean? Like you have to take the photographs, and in taking the photographs, you have to understand your exposure. You have to make sure you're composing things correct because you only have a certain amount of shots. You either get 24 or you get 36 if you're shooting 35 millimeter. You only get 10 or sometimes even only 8 if you're shooting medium format. And it's a very delicate process just in taking the photograph. And then, you know, there's a whole system of being able to take it out, put it in a film canister to develop it. There are certain, if you're shooting black and white, you know, everything is done by the ISO. If you're developing color, everything's done by temperature of the chemicals in order to develop it correctly. And like every single thing is a process. Like every single step of doing analog photography is a process. And I think that's what drew me to it to begin with, is because you have to take your time, you have to slow down, you have to think about every single aspect of what you're doing. Because if not, then you're just going to completely mess up the roll of film that you just shot. And, you know, film is expensive nowadays. Like, it's like $5 a roll or something crazy like that, or $12 a roll depending on the kind of film that you're getting. And, you know, with a limited number of shots, every shot costs a certain amount of money. You know what I mean? Like if you, like let's say you get one of the more expensive rolls at only 24 frames per roll and it's $12, like that's 50 cents a roll. That's a lot of money for one shot. Especially when you're thinking about you have to pay for the chemical. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm going on a tangent right now. But pretty much what I'm trying to say is that just like film photography, everything in life is a process. So you know, I'm trying to do this photography thing. I really want to get into like behind the scenes for movies and music videos, and or just, you know, do more concert photographies where I travel on tour with a band or something like that, right? And obviously there are steps to get there. I think what I want is super easy and super attainable. Like that is not, I have no interest in being famous. I have no interest in having a big name. Like, I just want to be respected by my peers. That's it. That's all I want. I don't really need... Now, granted, there are peers that I'm like... You can hear my dog. I'm sorry. Hey! Stop. There are kind of people of a higher caliber that I want to be seen as peers. Like, I want to be on the same level as them. But, like, that's the only, like, success, quote-unquote, success that I want. Like, I don't really have, like, I don't know, money doesn't drive me, so, like, money isn't a motivator for me. And, I don't know, like, money comes and goes. Like, I'll get money. Like, that's not really a big issue. But just, like, I don't know, like, being able to travel the world and be able to photograph whoever I want and do it how I want to do it and be in these incredible environments with incredible people. Like, that's not really that big of a dream. Like, I know people with bigger dreams, you know? Like, I know people with, like, much bigger dreams. And I think just understanding that, one, that there is a process, and that, two, that it's my process that I have to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, I can look at all of these other people who have done what I've done in the past, you know, who have done what I'm trying to do now. You know, there's this woman named Helen who did the behind the scenes for Game of Thrones. That's freaking incredible, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen any of the stuff that she shot, but there's some beautiful, beautiful photographs of the Game of Thrones set. And even thinking about bands, like, this is a great photographer. Her name is Ashley Osborne. You should really check her out. She shot with some of my favorite bands, you know what I mean? And has, you know, traveled all over the world. And, you know, she's also done incredible things. Both of which, I'm sure, have had their own struggles and difficulties of getting to where they wanted to go. But it's not impossible, you know what I mean? So I think what I'm trying to get at is just trying to remember that, you know, for me and for whoever's watching this or listening to this, that your life is your own. My life is my own. How we get to where we want to go is on us, you know. I'm always worried about time. Time is a huge issue for me. And I have a lot of jealousy and envy for myself, not towards anyone else. For people who are younger than me and more successful. Like, I don't know why that bothers me so much, but it does. And it's not me being jealous of them, like they didn't deserve what they got, but it's just like, what did they figure out that I didn't figure out to be able to get to where they are at the age that they are? There is this incredible photographer, producer, creative director. He does a lot of things. His name is Burke. Super Duper Brick, that's how I know him. He's part of the Super Duper crew, if you know Kyle. But like he's there, like he works with all of these incredible people, but like a lot of people don't know who he is. And it's like, that's like, for me, like that's kind of the dream goal, you know what I mean? For me, you know, I don't necessarily, I know for him, I know he wants bigger things for himself. To be able to, from what I kind of gathered, he wants to be on a more, not mainstream, but like in his own lane, be more mainstream and just like reach a broader audience. Where I don't really care about that. I just want to be able to reach the people that I can reach and be in the circles that I want to be in, you know? And that's not hard. I think what makes it hard for me to be able to understand that he's there is that he's only like 24 or 25. Now, I know that that's not a big age difference in terms of the fact that I'm 27, but, like, 2 or 3 years makes a difference, you know what I mean? It absolutely makes a difference, you know? I went to college, well, I did 7 years total of college, but for my bachelor's degree, like, I only did 2 years because I got an associate's degree. But, like, that was 2 years. Like, that was enough. Like, that was enough. Like, if I had gone to that school for 4 years, I would have lost my mind. I probably would have dropped out. But because I did it the way that I did, and went to community college first, and did that for 4 years, and kind of messed around a little bit and didn't do great, and then I took a year off after that, and then went to go get my bachelor's degree, I finished. You know, I didn't do great, but I finished, and I got my degree, so whatever. Like, I have that under my belt, and I can brag about it now. Yeah, I mean, but it's like, but I also understand that, like, I had to go through that, you know, that was part of my process. It took me going to school for 2 years to realize that, like, I don't really consider myself an artist. I do now, whatever, but, like, at the time, like, I didn't, like, how they defined being an artist, that was not what applied to me. Like, I did not apply those things to myself in terms of wanting to show in galleries and wanting to produce a specific kind of work and have a specific kind of intentionality behind my work. I had none of those desires, you know? And so I'm in a place now where I define being an artist for myself and not, you know what I mean? Like I don't define myself as an artist in those with that definition of being an artist. You know, for me, it's like trying to find creative ways to get things done. That for me is being an artist, you know? I work in an artistic field, absolutely. You know, being a photographer, understanding how to do video, doing music. Those are, you know, they call it being a musical artist, you know what I mean? That absolutely defines, for me, being an artist, you know? I understand that I have an incredible level of talent. I have a lot of education under my belt and a lot of technical education under my belt. And that's all part of the process, you know? It's taken me a really long time to make peace with where I am and to understand that every single step that I've taken is okay. And that's where I needed to be at the time that I needed to be there, and that God has a plan for me and has a path specifically set out for me, and that my path does not look like anyone else's, and it's going to take however long it takes, you know? And having pride in that, like that, I think that's what I'm working on right now, is that like I've spent the first half of 2019 trying to understand that, for one, I'm in my own lane. Everyone has their own lane. No one is going to do life like anyone else, you know? Similarly, yes, absolutely. But the same? Absolutely not. There is no other Chris Lee. Technically, there are. I've met a couple of them. But who has my DNA, who has my skill set, who has my knowledge, who's lived the life that I've lived, who's living my experiences, there is no other Chris Lee. There isn't. There isn't one, and there never will be. You know, I am my own person, and I am on my own path. And I spent the first half of this year just trying to understand that and drill that into my head. Where I am right now is, thank you, Dingy. Where I'm at right now is having pride in that, and having pride in the fact that I am on my own, and not on my own, but like, I'm doing my own thing, you know what I mean? Like, no one gets to define this for me, and no one is living my life for me. Like, I'm doing this on my own, you know? This is my life. I get to decide how it goes. I get to choose what steps to take, what jobs to take, what jobs not to take, who gets to be in my life, who gets to say what about me. I am blessed. Everyone is blessed to have that kind of quote-unquote control over their life. You know what I mean? And I'm really taking pride in that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really starting to understand how much of a blessing that is, you know? There's a lot of photographers in LA. LA has no shortage of that at all. Or videographers. Every other person I meet is a photographer, videographer. Every single one. And don't get me wrong, that can definitely be disheartening, for sure. But ain't nobody doing it the way that I'm doing it. Nobody's trying to figure out what I'm trying to figure out. Nobody is trying to, you know, do it exactly like I am. And that's my niche, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I fit in, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm going to succeed and I'm going to thrive. And I guess that this specific episode is more supposed to be about encouragement, of just understanding, like, dude, like, you got to do this for you. You know what I mean? Like, you are the only one that gets to live with yourself at the end of the day. You know, you have to make peace with whatever choices you're making or not making. You know, I decided for myself in June, well, before June, but in June it happened, that I was going to leave my full-time job. I'm realizing now, after this decision has been made, I probably didn't go about that the right way because I didn't save any money. I'm super broke right now. And I actually had to go back part-time, you know. But it was so necessary, and I'm so glad that I did it. And, like, I am so grateful that I had a boss and co-workers who were, like, totally down for me to do it this way. You know what I mean? Like, they all knew and understood that I had other things that I wanted to do with my life, and whether they know that or not, know what they are or not, that they were okay with me just, like, being like, all right, well, I can't do this anymore. And they were like, all right, cool. You know, we're here. You know, if you ever need a job, we're here. You know, and they were very cool about that. So I think letting people know where you stand is, like, also a big part of the process. You know, it was very important for me, just even in the interview, letting them know, like, hey, like, this is not the end-all be-all for me. Like, this will not be my career. And they were kind of like, okay. Like, I don't know if they were happy about that, you know. But I was very, you know, that was kind of a bold step for me to do in my interview, to be like, look, I'm not going to be here forever, you know. Because no employer wants to hear that, you know. If they want to bring you on, they want to, you know, they want you to be around for a while, you know. But I understood that this was something that I needed to do for now. This was going to give me a chance to see LA in a different light. This was going to give me practice on... I pretty much was doing corporate photography or school photography for about 2 years. You know, there's no creativity in that, but I get to set up a set every day. I get to talk to people every day. I am really good at small talk. Try me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm learning to make my subjects feel comfortable in front of the camera, and understanding that every single person that sits in my chair is beautiful and looks great, and you know, it's going to be fine. You know what I mean? Like, taking pictures is not scary. This is hard for me to do, sit here, you know, for those listening, I am video recording myself, but understand, like, don't get me wrong, like, I hate being in front of the camera, but, like, it's going to be fine. It's only going to last however long this takes. It's not that big of a deal. It's not the end of the world. You don't ever have to do it again if you don't want to, you know? But it's like, I had to learn that. Like, I had to be at that job for 2 years in order for me to be able to get where I am now. I spent about the first year at that job being incredibly depressed, you know? Like, I literally, and a lot of my coworkers know, one in particular, you know who you are. I pretty much was, like, crying every day. I spent a lot of time alone and a lot of time not pursuing my dreams, because all I could focus on was what was right in front of me, and at the time it was this job that I didn't want to do, you know, and that I was only doing out of necessity. I didn't realize that what God was working on was my patience and learning how to talk to people and learning how to deal with my superiors in a respectful way, and draw the line for certain things, and and all the other stuff in terms of, like, doing the actual job and understanding that I do have a space for leadership. I'm still figuring that one out, but there were certain things that had to be done in that time period that I couldn't see until, like, within the last 6 months, 8 months, whatever, you know. It's a process. Everything in life is a process. Every single thing. And there's no such thing as an insignificant step, you know. A step backwards is a step forwards. And I know that may not make sense, but, you know, my mom will tell you, growing up, I was really good with money. I was. I would always save my money. I would always try to make somewhat smart investments. I mean, when you're a kid, there's not really... I bought a lot of candy. But, you know, at the point that I, you know, started kind of taking this photography thing seriously, I'm like, all right, well, what do I need? I need this, I need that, whatever. And I was really good about that, you know. I remember there was a point in time, I think I was like 19 or 20, I had 4 jobs at one time, you know. That didn't last for very long. But I did. Like, I had 4 jobs at one time. You know, I was working at a grocery store. I was an assistant for 2 different people. And I was doing one other else was I doing? I think I had gone back to doing portraits for a different company. So I was doing all of that, and I was still in a band, and I still had a social life. You know what I mean? But it was what I had to do, and I you know, and I didn't even really realize that I had such a work ethic until recently when, you know, my brother kind of pointed it out. He was like, no, dude, like, I get in these funks where, like, I feel really lazy, and I am a huge procrastinator. Most artists are. But it kind of took a second set of eyes to be like, nah, dude, like, you're good. Like, you actually work really hard, and you actually take a lot of care and pride in the work that you do, no matter what it is, and you're not willing, I'm sorry, and you are willing to get down and dirty and do whatever job needs to be done, you know, and it's just like, oh yeah, no, like, that's totally true, and now I can kind of think back to all of the times that, or most of the times that I've done that, you know, I found my love for being on set from being a production assistant, and just doing that for, you know, the friends and the family who are in the film industry and needed a second set of hands. And now anytime that they shoot and I'm not there, someone always comes to me and be like, yo, we really could have used you. We really wish you were there. So, it, you know what I mean? Like, every single thing is a process. Every, you know, nothing, every conversation you have, every action you take, every time you don't do something, every time you do, every time you make a mistake, every time you have to take a step back, every time you're depressed, every time, like, all of it, it's all part of the process, and I know that there will be a payout for all of it at the end, you know, and that's dope, like, that's dope to me, that's dope that, you know, this isn't it, you know, this isn't the end of the story, you know. There's a lot of ends and there's a lot of beginnings, you know. It's like an end and a beginning for me right now. Like, I'm in this, like, crazy transition. You know, I have a feeling, and I'm just speaking for myself, I'm not speaking for anybody else, but for me, like, the life that I'm living right now is about to drastically change over these next couple months. And that's really freaking exciting for me. I love change. It's weird. It's like, I love change, but I don't like changes that are too big that I, like, can't catch my breath. Because then I just, like, get really sad because I'm just like, I don't know what's happening right now. But I do. Like, I love change. I love new experiences. I love trying new things. And if this new opportunity that's being put in front of me works out, y'all, that's about, your girl about to take off. If this works out, your girl's about to take off. And it won't be overnight, don't get me wrong. But I gave myself 5 years to be in LA. I'm on year two, or I've just completed year two, I'm on year three now. And I'm given, excuse my language for all of those who don't usually hear me curse. But I was giving myself until 30 to get my shit together. And I'm 27. So if I can do what I need to do over these next 3 years, we good, fam. We good. And I'll be in a place that, like, God willing, like, it'll just, not that it will only go up, but it'll be really hard to come back down. If I can get solidified the way that I feel that I will be, and establish myself in a way that I feel like I can be, yo, I'm not going to be able to be stopped. I won't. And that is super exciting for me. You know, I'm watching a lot of these young people be crazy successful, and it angers me and excites me at the same time, you know, because it angers me because I'm like, I don't know why I didn't do it before. I don't know why it's taking me so long, and that's, you know, that's those are those thoughts I have to fight, and I'm constantly fighting. It excites me because I know that I can do it, and I know that I can get on that spectrum and that level and be in the conversation and be in the mix. It's not impossible. Absolutely nothing is impossible. If there's anything that you want, anything that you want to do, it's not hard. It's not impossible. I'm not going to be corny and say the sky is the limit, because that's just corny. But anything you feel like you are capable of, you are actually capable of. If there is something that you want to learn, learn it. And if it's just not for you, fine. Don't wallow over it. Let it go. I tried for about 2 months to be a bartender. That did not work out for me. And what's sad is that I'd be a really good bartender. I'm really good with people. But 90% of being a bartender is understanding alcohol. And I don't care about alcohol. So it just didn't work for me. And that's fine. It's cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. That's fine. I will just not be a bartender. I'd be an amazing barback, though. Or server. I might still look into that. We'll see. But yeah, I don't know. I feel really encouraged right now. And I feel really good. And I don't know. I really want to start being a testimony. I don't want to keep being quiet. I've been very, very quiet these last 27 years. Not to the people who know me. Don't come at me with all that nonsense, because we all know that I'm not actually quiet. But I mean, in terms of sharing my gifts with the world and sharing who I am with the world, I've been very quiet about that. And I really, really want to change that. I really want to try to start making some noise. So honestly, this is kind of the first step in that. This is the first test, you know. This is something, I'm speaking specifically about the podcast right now, but like this is something that I really want to try and really want to delve into. And I want to give it a shot, you know. Who knows what's going to come from it. I don't expect a lot of people to listen. I don't expect really anyone to care. But I care, because I'm going to be making the content that I want to hear and that I want to share. And this is kind of the first step in that. It's part of the process. So I think I'm done for now. I've gone on my tangent for however long this has been going on. If you're still listening, thank you. I appreciate it. Keep tuning in. This is Conversational Skills. I'm Chris Lee, and have a blessed day.